G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Across the Limestone Coast,
you and Grant for breakfast.
Feels good, whoa, Triple M.
Now on 963 Triple M, I'm a little bit dusty this morning. I've got to say, it has been an absolutely huge week for me, and I am just a little bit shattered this morning. We have had 4 unbelievable dinner dates in 4 incredible locations for Triple M's Ultimate Dinner Date. And to not only the 4 winners of our Ultimate Dinner Date competition, a huge thank you and congratulations, but to all the businesses who have got involved over the course of the last couple of weeks and delivered what are just incredible dinner dates, I've got to say a huge thank you to Time at the Lakes, 1862 Wine Bar and Grill, the Limestone Coast Pantry, Commodore on the Park, the Centenary Tower, Ben and the team there, and Kilsby Sinkhole as well. My goodness, each and every one of these local businesses has outdone themselves, and our ultimate dinner dates have worked a treat. Hopefully Valentine's Day was sensational for you yesterday as well.
You and Grant.
Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I always wonder about our fascination with American politics and whether it's just the fact of, I suppose, being part of a global community these days. But this morning in the news, there is an awful lot of bizarre stuff coming out of America. And it's all about a group of top officials in the US who were discussing how to remove Trump. Apparently, according to a former acting head of the FBI, he stunningly revealed that Donald Trump's own Justice Department looked at booting him out of office when the president firing back on Twitter overnight. It's one of the stories that you may actually hear more about across the day today. In other news, if you're a fan of the A380, if you've ever been lucky enough to fly on an A380, apparently the passenger jet is going to finish production. Apparently, the orders for the A380 weren't up to what the company hoped they would be, because they needed to sell a whole heap of the $500 million aircraft. And apparently, they're going to wind down the production of the aircraft by mid 2025. Now on 963 Triple M, these are just some of the national, international stories that are going on this morning. We'll catch up with Hannah Rose Hamer soon, find out what's making news around the Limestone Coast. Wade's going to be back talking all about what's going on in the Limestone Coast right the way across the morning this morning and on your local. We're going to play a game later on today. It is worth $920 this morning. It is Triple M's secret song. We'll have a crack at it soon.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
963 Triple M. I was lucky enough to be at Centenary Tower last night. The last of our ultimate dinner dates took place. And I've got to send out a shout out this morning to Jason and Lee. We're going to catch up with them later on today and find out a little bit about them and talk about how the date went. But hopefully last night was absolutely sensational for them. The view, oh my goodness. I always forget how wonderful the view is from Centenary Tower until I am back up there and just looking out not only over the Blue Lake City but over the Limestone Coast as well. It is just breathtaking. There are some beautiful photos. Well, I think they're beautiful photos because I took them. There are some average photos online at the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page this morning if you'd like to check them out. And speaking of the Centenary Tower, Ben, who is the man who is the caretaker of the tower at the moment, he is urging all yoga buffs to rise and shine very early tomorrow morning and be part of what is going to be another fantastic event up at Centenary Tower if you'd like to go along and be part of it. It's making front page news on the pages of the Border Watch this morning. We'll talk more about that later on today because I'm going to see if I can catch up with Ben, have a chat to him.
Across the Limestone Coast,
you and Grant for breakfast.
Feels good, oh,
17 after 6, 15 in the Lake City as we start the day. It looks like it's going to be a pretty reasonable day in the Limestone Coast, which is sensational. Looking forward to the sunshine. We have got Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band on the way. Men at Work coming up for you soon too. But right now, time to catch up with Wade.
Morning, Ewan. Making local news today. The CEO of the City of Mount Gambier, Mark McShane, is standing down at the end of today. The member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell, has echoed calls for a drug and alcohol rehab facility for the region in State Parliament. A surveillance boost in the Green Triangle Native Forest Reserves following the torching of 9 cars in recent memory, and a high concentration of blue-green algae detected at Mullinger Swamp. More details on the half hour.
Now on 963 Triple M, Wade's going to be back in the next 10 or so, talk about all the things that are making news this morning. And after 7, I'm going to catch up with Mark McShane, the CEO of the Mount Gambier City Council, talk a little bit about some of the highlights of the last 7 years as he has steered the council through some pretty big projects here in the Limestone Coast.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Top singer for you this morning, 963 Triple M. It's 21 after 6. It's great to have your company as we end up the working week in style, leading into what is going to be another big weekend in the Limestone Coast. There are a number of events that are taking place across the region. There is a fair percentage of them taking place over the border, in fact, and we're going to talk a little bit about them later on this morning. One of the things that is going on here in the Blue Lake City, it's coming up next month. Ian Moss is going to be here at the Sir Robert Holman Theatre. It's going to be a massive concert. The solo acoustic tour that is touring around Australia with Ian Moss. It's all thanks to Indian Motorcycles and 963 Triple M. We're giving you the chance to win tickets to go along and be part of it. And later on today, I'm going to be out and about on Commercial Street, giving you the chance to score yourself a double pass. I'll give you more details of that as the morning progresses as well.
You and Grant for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Diet fizzy drinks are in the news today, especially when it comes to the ladies in our community. There is a lot of talk about the federal election and what it is going to mean to social media. And a whole lot of proponents are meeting in Canberra, apparently. And on 963 Triple M, the fallout from this week's punch-up in Canberra continues. Hannah Rosamer has got all the details for us soon. Wade's going to join me with everything you need to know from across the Limestone Coast.
Wake up feeling good.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Feels good. On 963 Triple M, later on this morning, I'm going to introduce you to Jason and Lee. They were our winners of last night's ultimate dinner date. Right here on 963 Triple M. I'm going to catch up with Ben Deering later on this morning as well. He is the caretaker of the Centenary Tower. Other things that are coming up on the show, we're going to catch up with the CEO of the Mount Gambier City Council, soon to not be the CEO of the Mount Gambier City Council because he's hanging up his hat, retiring today. Mark McShane's going to join me on the show as well. And this morning, I am giving you the chance at cold hard cash. I am very excited. $920. Cold hard cash could be yours today if you've worked out what our song could be.
I got a little secret I'm gonna tell you.
The Triple M secret song.
For Harvey Norman Furniture. Get it now. Lounges, dining, outdoor. Do a deal today.
Triple M, all thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture. It is a little song clue to a song that I would like to find the answer to today if you can work it out. It is valued at $920, and I got to tell you, when we started the secret song, I had no idea that we would have this much cash on the line. $920. If you can work out what song this clue belongs to, that is it. That is our clue for the secret song. One more time. That is it. Zach is on the line this morning. Zach, g'day.
G'day, Ewan.
Zach, what's going on this morning, mate?
Nothing much, just jogging a few horses.
Mate, you're out working already.
Yeah.
Mate, a bit early in the morning to be doing that. Only radio announcers should be out this early in the morning. Hey, mate, have you been listening to our song clue?
Yep.
Yeah. How are you going with trying to work out what it is?
It's a bit hard. You know, you give us a clue sometime. But...
All right. Well, I'll work on that over the next couple of weeks. How's that sound?
All right.
All right. Not a problem in the world. Now, Zach, do you reckon you've got it cracked this morning?
No, I don't know, but I'll give it a try.
All right, well, let's have a crack. What do you reckon the song is?
I reckon it's Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
What a fantastic song. You ever been to AC/DC to a concert?
No.
Mate, they are incredible, let me tell you. I'm going to tell you, Zach. I'm really sorry, but it's not the song.
That's all right.
You have a good day, all right? See you, mate. On 963 Triple M, 22:07 after 8 this morning, we're going to play the game again. Triple M's secret song. It is all thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture. $920 on the line today. Can you solve our song clue?
You and Grant
for breakfast.
963 Triple M, taking a look at some of the things that are going on around the Limestone Coast and over the border this weekend. The annual Millicent 4-Team Challenge gets underway tonight. Now, Milo's going to talk about it later on this morning because we've got Healy from the Pioneers joining us. Mount Gambier Pioneers, Woodford Warriors, South Adelaide Panthers and the Werribee Devils are all going to go head-to-head at the Peter Seabohm Stadium for 3 days. It's going to be massive, as it always is. Now, this weekend, Portland have got their Relay for Life taking place, and as part of that, tonight they've got an outdoor cinema event taking place at Nelson Park in Portland. The Greatest Showman, one of the best movies I've seen in an absolutely long time, by the way. It's going to be showing tonight if you'd like to take the trip over the border and check it out. Yoga tomorrow morning at Centenary Tower. Get up nice and early. It's making front page news in the pages of the Border Watch today as well. Also this weekend, for the love of music, the 150th anniversary of the Casterton Band. I'm going to catch up with Michael later on this morning. We're going to talk about some of the great stuff that's going on in Casterton for that. And the Southern 500 Speedway is in action this weekend as well. You and Grant. Triple M, each and every morning. If you miss out on Wade's news, you can catch up online at triplem.com.au. Just go to our catch-up page, you'll find all the details there. I also put a post up on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page with all the details of local news going around the Limestone Coast. Some of the things that are being followed by Wade this morning, Mark McShane, the CEO of the Mount Gambier City Council, officially retiring today. We're going to catch up with him later on this morning for a chat. Member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell, has echoed calls for a drug and alcohol rehab facility in the region, and surveillance in the Green Triangle Native Forest Reserve has received a shot in the arm. These are some of the stories that Wade is following across the morning this morning. You and Grant for breakfast. 963 Triple M. During the course of the week this week, we have seen a number of stories about a lady who's over in the west of the state who was on a dairy farm and has had to say goodbye to her dairy cows as a result of the low milk prices that have been consistent in Australia for a number of years now. Now, the dairy industry is suffering as a result of the low prices that they are being paid because of the low prices that we are paying for milk in our supermarkets. And one of the interesting questions that has been asked as a result of watching this this family have to get rid of a dairy herd is, do we need a milk levy here in Australia for the dairy industry? I've put a post up on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. I'd love to know what you think. We've got a lot of dairy farms in the Limestone Coast and in the Western District of Victoria, and I'd like to hear from you guys as to what it's like to be a dairy farmer at the moment and whether you do think that there should be a dairy levy and whether you think something like a dairy levy would actually work for farmers in our areas as well, who are obviously doing it tough. Jump online to the Facebook page, have your say there. I'd love to hear from you this morning. Feels
good. Waking up has never felt so good.
You and Grant for breakfast. Oh, Triple M.
It is the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M, and the day has arrived, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Our final ultimate dinner date is here, and I get to introduce you to the man who won it all. Jason, hello.
Good evening, how are you?
I am fantastic. Now, Jason, you and I have talked.
Yes,
which is quite surprising because it is amazing how things work out. I went, here's a bloke who I'd like to see win a prize, and you did.
Yes, I know. Look, I'm still very speechless about you returning my call and going, look, you've won. I don't generally win these types of things, Ewan, so for you to recall me was caught me really off guard. When you get to know me, I like to talk, but I didn't have a lot to say that day.
Well, mate, tell me all about your other half, your better half.
Sure, absolutely. And look, she is my best half. As I said to you before, you know, look, we've got three beautiful kids. We've got a great life. But the best part of, I suppose, being with Lee is the fact that I've got that person who walks next to me, alongside me. So we've been together for a significant period of time, sort of 25 years, and married 23 years this year. And we've been through our ups and downs. Like every relationship, you go through your ups, you go through your downs. But no matter what's happening, I've always got this person inside me, alongside me, walking with me, dusting me up when things have gone wrong, going, hey, look, you know what? Just put your next foot in front of you and give it another crack. So that's probably the key, that we're there for each other and we push each other along and, you know, we pick each other up, dust each other off and go, look, let's give that another go, you know, one step at a time.
When did you know this was the one?
Look, if you ask, you're probably best placed to ask Lee that question.
Ah, so Lee, tell me, When did you know that Jason was the one?
In 1992, we did an army recruit course together and we were in the same section, and obviously Jace was in my section. And at the end of that recruit course, I said to Mum, I met this young lad, his name's Jason, and he is the sort of person I would like to marry. 12 months later, he somehow popped back into my life, and we've been together since then.
How did you pop the question?
We were at the Terrace International Continental on my 20th birthday, having breakfast, and he asked me to marry him.
What's he like at Valentine's Day?
He's just a normal day for us in our world. We love each other no matter what, and we just take it as it comes. So
what did you say when he said, guess what, I've just won this trip down to Mount Gambier, we're going to go to the Centenary Tower, we're going to have dinner laid on?
Who's going to watch our children? How are we going to make it work? Was my first question. Jace, there's never a dull moment with Jason in my life. He's always full of surprises. So really, this is just part of Jason's character and personality.
Guys, have a wonderful night tonight. It is so lovely to meet you both in person. And I might catch up tomorrow morning and see how it all goes.
Sure. We'd just like to thank Triple M for giving us this opportunity as well.
Absolutely. And all your sponsors and the people who have really put the hard work in behind this, Hugh. And so it's great for us to arrive and be, you know, served up a nice dinner. And, you know, we're the recipients of a lot of people's hard time and effort. So we're extremely appreciative of that time and effort that people have put in, because we're just two people just going through life, bouncing from one to the next, and one day to the next day, the next day, and all of a sudden for people to go to this effort is extremely humbling for us. So thank you very, very much.
On 963 Triple M, it was great to catch up with Jason and Lee last night, by the way, and to see their faces when we took them into Centenary Tower was great. And to all the sponsors, in all seriousness, to Time at the Lakes, to 1862 Wine Bar and Grill, to the Limestone Coast Pantry, to Commodore on the Park, to the Centenary Tower, and to the team at Killsby Sinkhole, a huge, a monumental thank you from me and all the team here at Triple M. Everybody has gone above and beyond to deliver four ultimate dinner dates on 963 Triple M. Now, I'm going to catch up with Ben later on this morning, and I'm going to catch up with Jason again to find out how the date actually ended up last night as well.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Daddy Cool Triple M. 13 after 7. Mark McShane, he is the CEO of the Mount Gambier City Council. He joins me on the line for a last chat this morning. G'day, Mark.
How are you? And you're still playing dad's music on your radio station, mate.
Fantastic. Always playing dad's music on the radio station, mate.
Those songs only get better with age, like us.
They do indeed. Now, mate, today is a pretty monumental day for you. You're hanging up your hat at the council. What's going on?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I am indeed. Well, look, I announced my retirement 3 months or so ago, and this is, like everything else, the day rolls around, and this is indeed my last day after a bit over 7 years in the job as CEO, which has been a good stint and done lots of great things, we hope, and it certainly hasn't been all my doing, of course. You work collectively with a whole bunch of other people to make things happen, as you do with any organisation. So, it's last day.
Mark, tell me about the Mount Gambier City Council team. I mean, you guys have a power of people behind you to make everything happen for the city.
Look, we certainly do, and we have a very, very diverse and experienced group of staff who work tirelessly for the city. And it's one of the things that we need to recognise, that most of the staff live in the city, so what they do around the place is visible to them as well. So they take great pride in delivering great things for their community, because they're part of the community, they live in it. So everybody from people who work in our landscaping areas and horticulture, maintenance and construction, people in the library, people who are delivering other services to the community, it's all very visible. And that's one of the good things about living in a regional environment. So, and of course, we've got councillors who have been elected over the last 3 months or so since the last election. But I've also worked with three councils now. This is my third council I've worked with. And again, all of them are focusing on making Mount Gambier as best as it possibly can be.
Now, Mark, over the course of 7 years, there have been some highlights. What do you reckon your top five might be?
Oh, probably knocking down old buildings would be one of the highlights. That damn hospital. And interesting, Ewan, I think people have erased it from their memory, a bit like when we knocked it down. I think when, once it was down, people thought, oh, okay, that's done, and have probably since forgotten about the fact that that building was an eyesore on our landscape, and it was a, we were the butt of many jokes, a six-storey dilapidated building sitting up by the lakes and overlooking the city. So that was certainly one of the highlights, and of course, there's been a number of others which are, I guess, the built form with the railway lands and the rail trail, the CBD upgrade that's taken a number of years to complete. And those are the things which are obviously very visible. But then there's things also that perhaps, you know, aren't the built form. Things like working with James Morrison to get the James Morrison Jazz Academy into the city, us assuming responsibility for the Riddoch, and of course a whole bunch of other major events, things like the Fringe, for instance, which is now in its third year, which is supported by a great bunch of volunteers and, of course, businesses and council to make sure that the, this city has a really diverse range of fun activities for people to follow.
Mate, have there been any low points that that come to mind where you go, I could have done that better?
No, look, I think generally one of the things that disappoints not just me but the council and the community is sometimes we have to have fights that we shouldn't have to have. Things like retaining services, getting funding for things like healthcare, palliative care was one of those cases where you think, you know, we shouldn't have to be fighting for this. This should be something which we get because we need it. Without having to make a song and dance about it and petition the state government to retain or to build services for our regional community. So the ongoing struggle, I guess, to make sure that that we are heard in Adelaide and in Canberra for that matter. And I've got to say we've had great support from our federal and our state members. So that can be a little bit disconcerting at times that we have to have these community campaigns and these arguments to make sure that we get what we deserve for our community.
Now, mate, you hang up your hat today. We've got a new interim CEO coming in from Monday. What do you think the challenges are going to be moving forward for the city of Mount Gambier?
Oh, look, the biggest, there is one sole biggest challenge that we have for the next 2.5 years, 3 years, and that is, of course, if we do proceed with the community and recreation hub, that is and should be the sole focus area in terms of large projects for the next 3 years. It's a monumental project. It's taken a long time to get to this point, and not just the past year, might I add, but it's been something that's been on the drawing board for 25 or 30 years. So it hasn't just popped out of the woodwork. But realistically, that will be a challenge. But a huge amount of work will be required by both council and stakeholder groups, and of course, ultimately, people who are building it, finishing off the design work, and ultimately running the facility for the community. So, yeah, a big issue, that one.
And, mate, one of the issues that I have to bring up, fiddlers. We look like getting a great development, but I honestly wondered whether you'd have an excavator this afternoon just to drive through the building.
Well, that might be a fitting way to go, but seeing it's not my building, I might end up in the on the wrong side of the law. And certainly getting fiddlers done, and again, it's been a very long haul, much of it outside of our control because it's a private development. The private developers aren't going to just build something and hope it can be filled by retail. They really need to source and secure the retail first before they do the design and build. Excuse me. So ultimately, we hope over the next couple of years we'll see some major developments happening around the city and construction-wise. Of course, a community recreation hub, which we've been talking about, and Fiddler's development over the next couple of years with both Aldi and Coles, and it'll be about a $16 million development. And, of course, the work being done on the DCE Grant Airport, which is about $10 million. So, collectively, there's a fair bit of construction and work going on around Mount Gambier into the future.
Mark, hopefully we get to see you around the city from time to time. Enjoy retirement. Thank you very much for being so available to us to talk on the radio every couple of weeks. It truly has been sensational.
Thanks, Ewan, and goodbye to all your listeners as well. And hopefully they keep on listening to your fantastic music.
Thank you very much, mate. Have a great day. Good luck in retirement.
Okay, bye.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Time is flying this morning, 963 Triple M. We are talking sport. Barney and Milo are in the studio, and I have got Ken Cunningham on the line. KG, good morning.
Good morning, you and Barney and Milo. Good morning, fellas.
Fantastic to be here, back from Townsville, and great news. The Crows girls have won. Fantastic, yes. And they did beat Carlton. And also, the Lightning, an absolute heart stopper, and it's all on this weekend. Can it get any better?
Could you believe that finish? That's a fairy tale. What those girls have done, fellas, has been quite remarkable. That's what sport's all about. To do what they've done, they were almost down and out and gone, and to come back and keep the series alive the way they did was quite remarkable. And wouldn't it be sensational to see the girls get over the line? They'll get a hostile reception in Canberra, but they've done a wonderful job. Great, absolutely fantastic.
Now, we know you love the Crows, KG, but the message that's coming out, they're very low key, less meetings and back to basics.
Well, are you surprised, guys? Given the fact they had all this drama this time last year with the pre-season and what have you, and then they messed it up the way they handled it, and they had a shocking year with injury. Is there any wonder we're seeing the Crows just go along smoothly, quietly, enjoying their pre-season? Good news about some of their players that have come back from injury, and I'm not surprised at all. In fact, this is the perfect start to the Crows, so one can look forward to what will be a fascinating footy season, guys, I can tell you.
Well, I think the canary in the room, the canary in the coal mine is Darcy Fogarty, and I'd never call him a canary, but look at how he's stripped down. He is now a running machine. He's still a strong bull, but he's going to get to so many contests this year, and that goes right through the Crows squad, I reckon. It's all about fitness.
It does, Barney and Milo, like, because of the fact they had so many injuries last year, it's turned out to be a positive this year because those kids like Darcy Fogarty have had a taste of AFL football last year, probably earlier than they would have under normal circumstances. They are going to be so much better for the run. And I'm so excited. Honestly, I reckon if the Crows don't make the top four, I'll be a very, very disappointed man because their squad is unbelievable. My only concern, of course, is their backup for Big Sauce, Sam Jacobs. They tell me Riley O'Brien, the young man, is doing everything right. So, look, at this stage, the season for the Crows is humming along beautifully. Not quite so good for Port Adelaide.
And for quite a few other clubs as well, Cajun. We've had a lot of naughty boys after hours already. And, gee, we're starting to get serious injuries from the intra-club trials already.
Well, exactly right. And that's the one thing, as we all know, Barney and Byler, that injuries will kill any side, as was the case last year with the Crows. Porter got a problem now with Charlie Dixon, probably not coming up. They're yet to name their captain or co-captain. So things aren't quite humming along for Port Adelaide. So it'll be a very, very interesting season, guys. I cannot wait for it to start.
Now, have we got any hope of the cricket?
Well, it's going to be interesting. Getting Warner and Smith back is a huge plus because they're both very, very good players. I'll be surprised if it doesn't make a big difference. They're due back on, the 28th of March, so that's in time for the World Cup. Then we've got, in August, of course, the series that I'm waiting eagerly for is the England versus Australia Test Series. So it'll be a very... I'll be surprised if Australia don't make a big impression, Barney and Milo.
And Ricky Ponting, will he have the magic wand to perhaps bolster?
No doubt. That's a wonderful appointment. And the only thing I'll say, I wish to goodness they would appoint Dizzy Gillespie to be their their bowling coach through the World Cup and then through the Ashes series. He's the man for the job. He's there. All he needs is Cricket Australia to make the right approach, and he's in. He's the bloke I would appoint today, no doubt. Just Dizzy Gillespie's the man.
Well, I got to look at my clock. I think we only got 35 days to go before the first ball is kicked in anger. I can hardly wait. The girls, the Crows girls are going to have another cracker game this weekend.
They're firing.
The Lightning are going to go to Canberra and absolutely roll them. I mean, life doesn't get any better, Ken.
Hey, Barney, what makes the world go round, and Barney and Milo? Sport.
Sport.
Isn't it something that we look forward to? We talk about it. We're happy when they're doing well. And we're on the verge of what's going to be a very, very interesting year, boys, no doubt.
We'll talk to you again next week.
Good on you, Barney.
Take care.
And Milo. Bye, boys.
You and Grant.
Triple M.
Triple M. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
On 963 Triple M, later on today, $920 cold hard cash could be yours with Triple M's secret song. But right now, more sport to talk about. Milo is back in the studio. G'day again, mate.
Morning, you and I'm waiting for Secret Sound to come back and then the frogs under the pillows for birthdays. Good morning, my era out there. Nothing new under the sun. And I reckon that's in the big book somewhere. Now, the Cats at Real Pioneers, they're going to be our intrastate basketball team who will take on the teams in Adelaide in the South Australian Premier League this season. Well, they get their first hit out in terms of trial games. Millicent Basketball Association, the 14 men's challenge tonight over there at Peter Seabone Stadium. And they will do battle with South Adelaide Panthers, Woodville Warriors and Werribee Devils. All starts for the Cats at Real Pioneers tonight at 6:30 when they take on the Packers. I suppose they're called the Packers, even though they're the Warriors. We'll remember them as the Packers, of course, in the footy terms. And then on Saturday at 8:15pm, the Pioneers will play Werribee Devils, who play in the Big V comp in Victoria. And on Sunday, 12:15pm, the Panthers from South Adelaide will do battle with the Mount Gambier Pioneers. Now, obviously, very early days, and the squad, and there's some familiar faces. Tom Daly, Capitani, Eric Burden, one of the imports from America, Dejar Dixon, big boy, 6'7", and he's a real project player. Now, the other Daly boy, Sam, and our marquee recruit from the US of A, Kentrell Barclay. Now, I don't know if he's related to Charles Barclay. If he can play half as good as him, we'll have a good player. Now, they both haven't turned up yet, so we'll keep an eye out for them. Now, it's going to be a weekend for the rookies, so good luck to all these lads. Matty Black from Narracourt, Malik McCour, Mitch Hunter, Braden Uzi, Jaden Lawrence, who's only 16, but 6'5", so he's a big unit coming through. And, of course, Kyle Tippany, he's going to help out tonight. And, of course, he's off to Gladstone. We wish him all the best in Queensland and their state competition. And welcome back. He's got his premiership in footy at East Gambier, Brad Rathgen. And I know Richard Hill will be cock-a-hoop about that. And, of course, Lockie Hunter will help out. And he was part of the squad last year. And he's off to Adelaide shortly to uni. And no doubt he'll find a club and we'll hear about that. He might even end up playing against the Pioneers. There you go. Now, in terms of Veolia Limestone Women's Football League, Sunday is their second game, which is round 3. 10:30 over there at Moleseed Park. South versus Glencoe. North versus Cass and Sanford. East versus Penola. And then we have the K&T face-off. New team, the Northern Tigers Mundulla versus reigning premiers, the Southern Tigers Colby Bylot. And the Westport, the combination, will do battle on one of their home grounds against Millicent at 3:30 to finalise the day. Now, we're talking footy. Colby's men's teams, the Jungle Drums, are telling me that the SNFL have given them an almighty whack. The club, of course, and that's for alleged breaches of the salary cap, in particular paying signing on fees. And the word is there'll be penalties handed out to the club and individuals, fines, suspensions and loss of player points for the 2019 season. So we'll stay posted for the official release there. Now, stay tuned, because I mentioned his name. Uno Supremo, coach of the Kaztec Real Pioneers, Richard Hill. We'll have a chat to him later. No doubt he's looking forward to a new-look team in a new era.
Absolutely.
Wake up feeling good.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Feels good.
On your local 963 Triple M, I've got lots of reasons to feel good. I have been playing Cupid all week. I've got to send a shout-out to Stephen, to Sandra and to Lisa, who were the winners of our ultimate dinner dates, and to Jason last night, Centenary Tower. He and his wife, Lee, hopefully they had a great night. We get to find out about it because Jason's on the line. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
I am fantastic, mate. It was great to catch up with you and Lee last night at Centenary Tower to take the trip up to the tower and to give you a look at the Limestone Coast from a unique perspective.
And what a perspective that was, Ewan. Look, we've been in the Limestone Coast for 8 years and we've travelled through, and you often look up through there and go, wow, look at that. It'd be great to get up there and have a look around, but... where we went and had tea last night was just one of the most sensational views, Ewan. So we were completely overwhelmed by the whole process.
Now, mate, you got to meet Ben Deering. He's the caretaker of the Centenary Tower. And you guys had what was, I hope, a spectacular date.
It was. It was an absolutely spectacular date. So, look, thank you to Ben. He was amazing. He ran us down in the history of the tower and how it came about, and then took us up to the top of the tower and opened up the top hatch so we could have a look out and get a unique view at probably what is the highest point around the Limestone Coast area, Ewan. And they had this amazing table set up up in the top floor for us. When we arrived there, there was a beautiful set-out grazing plate. And it was followed by a wonderful meal, or mains, which was a chicken stuffed breast with camembert and strawberries and a pork chop with a glaze.
Mm.
And then we had a dessert, which I think was a jelly brûlée. So, look, I apologise to Tom at Lakes if we haven't said it correctly in terms of what it was, but it was the food was absolutely magnificent, Ewan.
Jason, I am so impressed that the date went really, really well. Is Lee going to expect something like this again next year?
This is going to be hard to back up, considering how many times people have actually been able to go out and eat a meal, Ewan. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to top it. But look, honestly, thank you very much to the Triple M team, to yourself, Ben, Jazz and Patrick. You have well and truly gone above and beyond. And just sitting up in the room last night, up in the top where we're having tea and having the amazing view across the Limestone Coast. And Leo and I talking about just the logistics of what you had set up and even bring the food up was no simple task. So, look, thank you very much to everyone. And the food from Time in the Lakes was just absolutely amazing.
Jason, we are over the moon that you had a great date. It really was the perfect way to finish off on Valentine's Day with our ultimate dinner dates. And we're just glad you had a great night, mate.
Yes, we did. And look, I know some of the other dates suffered some poor weather, and I don't want to feel bad. I'll feel bad for them. But like last night, the weather up there was spectacular. It was not a breath of wind. There's a few clouds through the sky, and the sunset at the end of the evening was just brilliant. So, look, I feel really bad for the other people experiencing some inclement weather, but we really had the weather turned on for us as well.
You've got to love living in the Limestone Coast, Jason.
Yeah, perfect one day and wet and cold the next.
Absolutely. Hey, Jason, congratulations. Please thank Lee for us as well. It really was sensational to meet you guys last night, and it was great to make Valentine's Day just that little bit special for you guys.
Absolutely. And look, like you said, once again, thank you much to the team. Thank you for meeting yourself and what everyone did for us. We're extremely overwhelmed by that. And I don't know how I'm going to top this, but thank you for setting the bar high.
On 963 Triple M, Jason joining us this morning. He was the winner of our ultimate dinner date, the last of our dinner dates in the Limestone Coast. And what a sensational couple of days it has been.
Ewan Grant.
Triple M. Limestone Coast 963 Triple M this weekend. There's some really cool stuff going on. Lots of basketball taking place over at Millicent this weekend. Portland's Relay for Life is on, and if you'd like to go along to the outdoor cinema over in Portland tonight, they've got The Greatest Showman on, which is going to be sensational at Nelson Park. Fantastic movie, by the way, if you get the chance to check it out. Yoga tomorrow morning at the Centenary Tower is taking place. It is making news in the pages of the paper today. And one of the big things going on this weekend over in Casterton, the 150th anniversary of the Casterton Band. I have got Mick on the line to talk about it. Mick, good morning.
Good morning, Ewing. How are you going this morning?
I am great. Now, Mick, 150 years of the band, that is a sensational achievement.
Unbelievable, really, Ewing, when you think about it. Like, for a community band to last 150 years, to be able to celebrate 150 years is truly a great achievement. And as I said, a volunteer community band to be able to be here to celebrate 150 years is a great, great event. So, yeah, we're kicking off the... Tomorrow morning with there'll be performances in the street at 10 o'clock. Then we've got a street parade at 11:30 featuring the Australian Army Band Melbourne. They've come to town under the leadership of one of our past junior members, who's in charge of the Army Band at the moment, Major Stephen Cottier. He learned his music as a 5 or 6 year old in the Caston Band, and then progressed to have a musical career in the Navy, and is now leader of the Army Band. So, and Steve's dad still plays in the band. He's an 80 year old. So, you know, we've got two members that have been there for 70 years, which is, you know, half the life of the band. Which
what, once again, unheard of.
Sorry?
Once again, unheard of.
Unheard of indeed, yes. Yes. So yeah, great achievement. We've trying to organise the weekend with some music. The community bands, the brass bands of Mangambia and Hamilton and Portland will all be there giving performances tomorrow night in the Island Park. So, yeah, it's a twilight event in the park, so kicking off at approximately 4:30. So.
And, Mick, for people who want to go along and take part in what is going to take place in Caston all weekend, I mean, are there opportunities still to be able to do that?
Yeah, certainly, Ewan, yeah. So, as I said, we've got the street will be closed for the street parade in the morning. We've got some, the Army Band will have a couple of roving little bands playing music in the street. Hopefully we can accommodate for the musical delights of most of the people who with bands, so... Yeah, it's in both concert and brass bands playing in the afternoon, and we'll kick off the twilight event at approximately 4:30 at the band room in Island Park with performances by all the bands and culminating with the Australian Army Band as a feature at the end. So.
Mick, good luck. Congratulations on reaching a milestone of 150 years because I'm not sure any other band has actually managed to do that. It's a great achievement, and hopefully there is a long history to come of the Caston City Band as well.
Certainly, Ewan, yes. So as I say, we've got two members that have been there for nearly the half of the life of the band. I've been there for nearly 50 years myself. So, you know, we have lots of family members that have two or three members of family that have come through the band, and hopefully we get a few of them back. We've made the performance of our band open to anybody that has past players or members of the band to sit in and have a blow. So, it should be a great event.
Mick, looking forward to it. Thanks for joining us this morning to talk about it, all right?
Thank you, Ewan. Thank
Have a
you
good day.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
I got a little secret I'm going to tell you.
The Triple M secret song.
For Harvey Norman Furniture. Get it now. Lounges, dining, outdoor. Do a deal today.
963 Triple M, time to play the game. It's called Secret Song. It is all thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture, and $920 could well be yours if you've managed to work out what our clue leads to when it comes to our secret song. Here is our clue for those who have missed it. That is it. That is our clue. It belongs to a song, and if you can work out what song it is, and if you can get through on 13:27:10, there is cold, hard cash that could be yours. Tony's on the line. Tony, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you today, mate?
Oh, not too bad. It's Friday, so it's all good.
Yeah, I'm a little excited that it's Friday. Now, mate, what are you up to today?
Just at work, yeah.
Nice. Yep. And much on for the weekend or what?
A bit of painting. Got a bit of a roof to paint, so I'll try not to slip off of that, but the weather doesn't look to be too bad for doing that.
I hope you don't slip off the roof, Tony. Jesus. Tony, have you been listening to our clue for the secret song?
Well, I have, and I heard it yesterday, and the first thing that came to my head was Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Classic Stones song.
Yeah.
Now, Tony... Was yesterday the first time that you've heard our secret song?
Yes, it was, yes.
Okay, Tony, I have some terrible news for you.
Oh, no.
Each and every day, I tell everybody that I've got all of the incorrect guesses online at triplem.com.au. What people need to do is go to the win page. They will find everybody's incorrect guesses, including, I'm sorry, yours.
Right.
Sorry, Tony.
No worries. No, that's okay. No worries at all.
Have an awesome day and good luck with the painting on the weekend.
No worries. Thanks for that. Have a good one.
963 Triple M. 25 after 8. News and sport coming up for you very, very soon. And on your local Monday morning, $940. Yes, every time we play the game at Jackpots, there is more cash to play for on Monday. More chances to win. Triple M's secret song. It is all thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture on your local.
You and Grant.
Triple M. The Lobster Coast 963 Triple M. Fleetwood Mac. Cannot wait for the Here in Oz. The concerts are going to be sensational. One final time, a big shout out to everybody that helped out with Triple M's ultimate dinner dates. A huge thank you to Nick and the team at Time in the Lakes, to the team at 1862 Wine Bar and Grill, to the Limestone Coast Pantry, to Koshi and the team at Commodore on the Park, to Ben at the Centenary Tower, and to Jen, Ben and the team at Killsby Sinkhole. What an amazing effort each and every one of these local businesses in the Limestone Coast went to deliver an ultimate dinner date for our lucky winners. And a big thank you from me and from the entire Triple M team. Now, Marlo's going to join us soon. He's going to be talking about sport in the Limestone Coast. One of the big things that's going on this weekend is, of course, the four-team challenge getting underway in Millicent this weekend. Pioneers, Woodford Warriors, South Adelaide Panthers and the Werribee Devils all going head-to-head. Now, this weekend, Portland's Relay for Life is on. There's yoga tomorrow taking place at Centenary Tower. The 150th anniversary of the Castanham Band is on this weekend. If you'd like to go over and check out some amazing music from some amazingly talented musicians. And the Southern 500 Speedway is on this weekend as well. As I said, if you know something's happening in our backyard, hit me up on Facebook, give me the details, and I'll share it around so that everybody knows in the Limestone Coast.
You and Grant. For breakfast.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning, listeners. Milo, Triple M, talking sport. And we're talking interstate sport this morning because the Kaztec Rural Pioneers will now be joining the SA Premier League with those teams up in the Big Smoke. And they'll come down here during the season as well. Some things don't change. The man at the helm is still in charge, the coach. Good morning, Richard Hill.
How you doing, Milo?
Good, good. Now, Hill, you often hear me say, sport like life never stops testing us. Now, the test that was presented to you and the Pioneers hierarchy in terms of your sporting career was a pretty big one, saying you've got to change leagues.
Oh, massive. Been a massive. It's only about 7 weeks ago. We didn't even know whether we were going to be playing at all. You know, working with the guys at training yesterday and going through some of that stuff. And, yeah, it's just basically, we're excited just to be playing, which is a bit weird because we've had tremendous success for a long time. But just to be have a lifeline and be able to keep the club alive is something that we weren't sure was going to happen. So we're relieved, excited, and our club's done an enormous amount of work. You know, I'm so proud of what our club's been able to do over the last 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, big tick for community and people getting behind a cause, and we only look ahead. Now, for you, it's a bit of a return to sender because I know you had success with the Eastern Mavericks 2004, I think, taking out the pennant up there. And since then, you've had a really good look into Siebel. Just in a broad brush, Hilly, just a comparison of the standard between the two comps.
Okay, yeah, no, that's an interesting one, Milo. And, you know, like I would like to think of people like the Siebel is a tremendous competition. You know, like it's, you know, like easily the second, or was the second best competition in Australia and, you know, very high level. It's a state league in Adelaide. The top 4 or 5 teams would certainly compete with the middle of the road, bottom half of the Siebel. You know, the championship was won by the Southern Tigers last year, and they beat the Forestville Eagles, who had 336s plus an import player. So, you know, it's still pretty high level. Just the depth of talent's not quite the same, and probably the professionalism is probably not quite the same as well. So, top competition. Not Siebel, certainly not, but still high level. Our fans are going to see some tremendous games out at the Ice House, I have no doubt about that.
Now, it all starts, and it's the Millicent 14 Men's Challenge starts tonight and continues Saturday and Sunday as well. And no doubt Peter Sebohm at his own stadium and all his helpers will do a great job, as they've done every year. It'll be South Adelaide Basketball Club, Woodville Warriors, along with Werribee Devils, who play in the Big V comp. They haven't been invited into the Elite League, so that'll be interesting to see how they shape. Group, and of course our own Kaztec Rural Pioneers. Now, I know in terms of your squad, and keeping in mind it is a series of trial games, no Daly double because Sam Daly hasn't lobbed yet, and our marquee recruit, Kentrell Barclay, he hasn't arrived. But other than that, familiar faces, Tom Daly, Eric Burden, the newie, Dejar Dixon, and Hilly, would I probably be right to say Dejar Dixon's going to be a bit of a project-type development player as a young fella?
Well, as an import, he is. Like he was pretty raw. Like, he was actually out of high school. He was recruited out of high school into college he's looking to be an NFL player or whatever we call it these days, gridiron, whatever they call it over there. But he chose basketball, so he started basketball late. So some of his skills need a little refining, but I recruited him on the basis of all the film I watched. He had an unbelievable motor engine. Like, he goes all the time. He's a really good athlete. He's a little bit of an outlandish character. So that'll be good for us because we've got a lot of quiet guys. I really like him. And he is a bit of a project, but like, I love the way that project's already tracking after a couple of weeks here.
Okay, you've seen him come and go, so you're a pretty good judge, I'd say, by now. Now, Kyle Tippany's going to help out tonight, and, of course, he's heading off to Gladstone later on. We wish him all the best with that. Now, it's going to be a weekend for the rookies, and one door shuts sometimes, another one opens. Matt Black, a young fella going places from Narracourt. Malok McCoy, Mitch Hunter, Braden Uzi, a big fellow who's played in America College and also Canada, so it's going to be interesting to see how he shapes in this sort of level. Jaden Lawrence, a 16-year-old, 6'5", and of course Lockie Hunter will obviously help out on the weekend. But the one I'm pleased about, East Gambia Premiership player Brad Rastian, he's returned to the fold, and obviously he's hungry to play basketball again, Hilly.
Yeah, he is. Like, I'm not sure you're pleased about this, Marlo. You don't want to lose one of your Easties, but I know you're also passionate about your Pioneers. So, but we feel like we lent Brad to Aussie Rules for a couple of years. Like, he was sort of between a rock and a hard place in terms of as kids go through that period, he wasn't 100% sure what he wanted to do, and he spent all of his young life doing basketball. I think he's rejuvenated. He's fired up. He's really keen to get back into basketball, and he could be a high level player. I have no doubt about that. Like, he's an exceptional sportsman. I've seen him play footy, and he's pretty good at football. But I can promise those football people that are disappointed to see him leave that game that he is a much, much better basketball player.
Coach Richard Hill, Kaztec Rural Pioneers, it all starts tonight over there at the Peter Seabone Stadium with the Millicent 4-Team Challenge. If you want to see some good basketball and just get a bit of an input into what the Pioneers are going to be up against, head over there and have a look. Richard, all the best. We'll catch up and talk regularly during the season.
Good on you, Milo. Yeah, I just encourage some of our fans that want to duck over and see some of the young lads and our new import play. Good opportunity at Millicent on tonight and Saturday, Sunday.
Thanks, Hilly.
Good on you, mate. Cheers.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M, we have come to that time of the day where I've got to say goodbye. Ray Hadley in a moment. Guy is back this afternoon. And don't forget, after 10, I am out and about giving you the chance to win tickets to Ian Moss live in concert for his solo acoustic tour of 2019. It's all thanks to Indian Motorcycles and, of course, us here at Triple M. If you would like to win tickets, make sure you look out on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. I'll have all the details there. Have a great weekend, whatever you've got planned, and I will catch up with you Monday. How about we make it a date? I'll be back from 6 then. See ya.